USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warn will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Heatley says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
China has made anal COVID-19 swabs mandatory for all foreign travelers arriving in country. The communists say such test provides a higher degree of accuracy than other screening methods for the virus. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin, however, defended the screenings as science-based. As part of the new travel requirement, there will be testing hubs in Beijing and Shanghai airports. More people have been killed by military personnel as the coup in Myanmar continues. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to explain away and apologize to the three women accusing him of sexual harassment.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Disturbing, serious, troubling. Senate Democrats used those words to describe the three allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. But calling for his resignation is another matter entirely. Some lawmakers are silent on removing him from office, and that's just bad for everybody. Bad behavior without repercussions will not discourage anyone from entering into such bad behavior in the future. Mississippi dropped their COVID-19 mask mandate Wednesday. Now get ready for concerts and sporting events to return to Texas. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.